Mason. I always look forward to hearing that intro. It raises my vibration and puts a smile on my face. Thank you for sharing your music with us. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mear Psychic Medium Show. I'm so happy to have you along for the ride in my new time slot. How does it look? Wherever you are and whatever time zone you're in, I'm glad you're here for the next hour. It will go by quickly. It always does. I'm coming to you live on this beautiful day from high atop a snow-covered mountainside in the interior of Alaska, the last frontier. For those of you who are new to the broadcast, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome. This is a busy time of year for me at the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation. The foundation is a school of mediumship and a weekly meditation resource in Anchorage, Alaska. We teach the skills necessary to understand and to communicate with the other side, while training you to become a professional, working psychic medium. The world needs more accurate and ethical readers to raise the veil in understanding the bigger picture. Mediumship readings are not only entertaining, but the core purpose of them is to assist in healing the human psyche. If you would like to have a live on-air reading today, you're welcome and encouraged to call in on the toll-free from anywhere numbers. Those numbers are, in the U.S. and Canada, 877-876-5227, worldwide, 888-815-9756, and if you're impatient and willing to pay for the call, you can do that by calling 530-876-3222. If you didn't catch those numbers, I'll repeat them a little later, or you can look at your screen and find them just under my show information. I will be opening up another mediumship circle beginning in March. If you're in Alaska and you're interested in attending this in-person only circle, please contact me directly. Class size is limited and early registration is encouraged. Also worthy of note, Metapalooza, Alaska's fun fest of the paranormal, is morphing in more ways than one. This year, the fifth annual Fun Fest will be held in Eagle River on Saturday, March 7th. The expo is evolving to accommodate our changing world. It will be the most spectacular, colorful, and fun metaphysical event Alaska has to offer. We change as we're led, and change says it's time to lighten up and have some fun. This event is going to a one-day-only format, so check March 7th on your calendar today. Keep your radios tuned to 103.1 FM in Anchorage, Alaska, for further updates as the event approaches. If you're in Alaska, you can always find me in person on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays in my office at the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom in Anchorage. Stars brings you the best and the brightest of all things metaphysical. If you're new to Alaska or just here on vacation, please stop by and tell them you heard about the store on the radio. Susie and Marty are making their list as they head off to the Tucson Gym and Mineral Show in February. If you have special requests, now is the time to let them know. Plan on seeing all the new and amazing finds beginning the third week in February. This is when there is elbow room only on the sales floor. They bring back amethyst and citrine cathedrals, fossils, and bling from around the world. The crystal singing bowls will also have been restocked. A brief introduction for those who are new to the show. I am a professional psychic medium. I carry a PhD in religious studies, but I ascribe to no religion. As a psychic medium, I have committed to being a telephone to share intuitive and symbolic impressions being received for you, the sitter. I do not judge what I see. Rather, I attempt to interpret the symbolism for you to the best of my ability. Reading is always about the sitter and never about the reader. My commitment is to spirit and not to self or to ego. If there is something coming through for you and you don't quite understand it, please write it down for later reference. It's been shared with me more often than I can count that certain things coming through did not make sense or apply until much later. Be open and receptive to the information coming through, and when you have the time to contemplate it in meditation, that is the appropriate time to apply logic. If you're listening and I'm reading for another, and the information shared with them seems like it applies to you, perk up your ears. Spirits have a sense of humor, and many times they will segue or piggyback healing for more than one person at a time. If you are having this experience of being read without officially being read, I would encourage you to schedule a private off-air reading with me. Healing is what it is all about, And if your loved ones are able to reach out to you via this show, it will only assist you in healing to answer their call. Keeping that in mind, I would like to say a prayer of grounding and claiming of our space, and then we will begin. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time, and thank you for this space. We ask that you surround us in a bubble of white, Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karmas be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are from the fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed over, you're welcome and encouraged to come through at this time. We do now close that gate to those who carry negativity and dross or have crossed through the left-hand door with ulterior motives. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, this reading, or this time zone. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually, and please surround us collectively. With this claiming of our space, we will now begin. We already have a caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, I'm not doing too bad. Hey, I'm picking up the energy of a young boy. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, I'm picking up a young boy with dark hair and an orange shirt.
Can't relate.
Feel like he's from...
I said I can't relate yet.
Okay, write it down. I feel like he's from the era of 1960s.
Okay.
Were you a child in the 60s?
I was.
Okay, this little guy knows you.
Okay.
He kind of reminds me of, do you remember the show called The Brady Bunch?
I do.
Remember Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Bobby.
Wow.
And I get kind of a Native American pull from him. Okay. This little guy is just sending love right through my heart and right to you.
Wow.
When you have time, go back through your memory banks and think about the kids you were in school with, or think about kids that were around you at that time.
Okay.
Okay.
I've actually been to Alaska, so I can attest to how beautiful it is.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you had any insight into real estate and relationships for me.
Are you in Nashville, Tennessee?
No, I'm in New England.
Okay. Any connection to Nashville, Tennessee or music?
None at all.
Okay. That's the first thing that popped up for me. So I'm feeling like when I think of Nashville, Tennessee, the hills are small.
Mm-hmm.
If you compare them to our mountains.
Yeah.
They're very small. Were you looking for real estate in an area like that, kind of a rolling hill plain?
No, more in a city.
Okay. I'm getting like this rolling hills outside of Nashville. Are you looking to invest in real estate, or is this for your home?
I'm looking to buy a home.
Okay. I'm gonna point you in the direction of rolling mountains or rolling hills.
Okay.
Okay. When I think of Nashville, I was really surprised when I was there because it was a lot smaller than I thought.
Okay.
Okay. It wasn't what I thought it would be, and I think that's what the energy behind what I'm picking up.
Okay.
You live in the city now, is that right?
I live outside the city. I'm looking to move closer to the city.
Okay. It's not going to be what you think.
Okay.
Okay, it's like when I flew into Nashville, I was so excited, and I'm thinking, it's Nashville, Tennessee, and I got there, and it was like, oh, this is very small. Okay, I had built up a lot of anticipation. So I really want to encourage you to look for property or look for a place kind of where the hills are rolling, just real soft.
Okay,
I think if you buy in the city, you'll be very disappointed.
Okay.
All righty. Did you just make a major investment of some kind? Like you invested in a company or you invested in a product?
No.
Were you thinking about that?
No, the only investment I've been thinking about is real estate.
Okay. Think about, I don't want to say multi-level marketing, I don't want to say that, but something similar like a franchise. If the opportunity arises, please invest in that.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm seeing is a great big, I always see monopoly money. Passing go, collecting 200.
Right.
Okay. And I'm seeing a great big dollar sign.
Okay.
I feel like this, Yeah, I feel like this is already around you.
Okay. No one's mentioned it.
Okay. Just kind of look around at things you have laying around or things that come in the mail or spam that pops up in your email. Okay. I feel like it's a franchise opportunity of some kind, and I feel like it's almost a windfall.
You don't know, you don't see what type of franchise?
I'm seeing Subway sandwiches, but it isn't Subway sandwiches. So it's something, when Subway, do you have those in New England?
Yes.
Okay. When Subway came along, it was a revolutionary, off-the-wall, brand-new idea, and everybody said it will never work. It did work. It worked really well.
Okay.
Okay. So it was already in the venue of fast food, which we had Burger King and McDonald's and all those, but it was fresh and it was a different idea, and it's really just taken off.
Okay.
Okay. Can I ask you if you have dark brown hair, short dark brown hair?
I do.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was tracking with you. Is there something going on with your left eye?
No.
Okay. Is it itchy or blinky or my eye is twitching?
Nope.
Okay, right. Take note.
I did.
Something's coming up with the left eye. Yeah, mine just stopped. Okay, did you have anything else that you were curious about?
Just anything on relationships.
Okay. I get the initial Z, and I'm seeing a word, and this might be because I'm reading the Gnostic Gospels again, Zebedee. Are you attracted to males that are older and wiser than yourself?
No.
Okay. Might be a better direction to head. Okay. Here's what that name reminds me of. There used to be, I do a lot of associations with old TV shows, obviously. There was a TV show called The Waltons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, do you remember the grandfather?
Not really.
His name was Zebedee. I believe his proper name was Will Gear.
Okay.
So I want to point you in the direction of the name Will or William or Willie.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he was a really interesting individual, and he always, even right up to the day he died, he just kind of had he wasn't quite spiteful, but he always just had an edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very interesting character and a very interesting energy.
Okay, I
want you.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I want to encourage you to look to older men. Not way older, but older.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. It's nice to be able to talk to people in New England now at a manageable time. I was on before at 8 o'clock here, so it was midnight there. once again, those toll-free numbers, if you'd like to call in the U.S. and Canada, you can call in at 877-876-5227. Anywhere else in the world, you can call in at 888-815-9756. Well, today in between phone calls, I'd like to talk about a topic that's very close to my heart, and that is the topic of peace. Those of you who know me well know that this is a topic that's near and dear, and I'm very fond of a musician named John Lennon. I'm not a follower of Mr. Lennon per se, but rather his message. I love the song Imagine, where he says, imagine all the people living life in peace. We have another caller, so I will go ahead and take it. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Julie?
Not too bad.
This is Sue.
I hear a smile in your voice.
this is Sue in Montana.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm well. This is the first time I get to listen to your show, and I love
Yay.
It.
Yay. It's good to talk to you.
And you as well.
I get a German Shepherd around you. Are you babysitting, or did you get another new puppy dog?
I just got done dog sitting a German dog. He's
okay.
He's a Munsterlander.
A Westerlander?
Yeah, a Munsterlander. Yes, exactly.
Well, I picked him up as a German Shepherd.
Well, he does have that attitude.
Did he want to stay with you rather than go?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes. And he is from Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is a, okay, very good. Did you have a specific question today, Sue?
No, just a little, maybe a little, you know, how I'm doing, where I'm at.
I think you're doing well. I'm seeing a tricycle. Have you been being very childlike lately?
Have I been what?
Being very childlike lately?
I've been playing lately. Yes, I have.
Okay, that is very good. And tricycle to me means balance because you've got three points touching.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I get the color red on the tricycle is a very vibrant color of red, so I want to tell you that your root chakra is very balanced. It almost looks like a brand new tricycle, which would tell me color-wise, we've got the red and the white, that your root chakra is very grounded and you're very connected in your crown chakra. So you're in a really good space right now. I'm smelling flowers. Did you just get some flowers?
No.
Okay. I think there's probably some coming. I feel like there's a fresh bouquet of flowers sitting right here.
Mm.
You know we don't have those right now.
Yeah.
I'm also hearing it will come in the autumn. Did you just write a book of your own?
No, I didn't.
Were you starting one?
Yes, I have.
It will come in the autumn. Mm,
good.
Yeah. I know you do a lot of editing and stuff for other people.
I do.
And you're very good at it.
Well, thank you.
Sure. I want to talk a little bit about politics. Have you been involved in politics or interested in those lately?
Just with the general election.
Okay. The presidential?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting a real vibe around that. There's a happiness in that, is that right? Are you feeling optimistic?
Yes. Okay, I'll give that.
Okay. All right. I pick up on that, and that takes me back again to the smell of flowers. Mm. So that makes me feel like there's something brand new on the horizon for you economically.
That's good.
Yeah, very good. Because, you know, everything blooms in the spring, and I feel like it's happening for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming. We know that flowers that we get right now are usually forced in hothouses.
Right.
So it's something that's being forced, but it's okay because it's still beautiful and it smells wonderful.
Hmm. Good.
Okay. Yeah. And I keep getting the impression of a cartoon bowl. like somebody making a joke about, yeah, bowl, you know. Are you involved in the creation of a logo for somebody, or is somebody looking for a logo design?
Yes, actually.
Would bowl apply to that at all?
Yes, it would.
Okay. What I'm seeing, it's kind of like the bodybuilder body.
Uh-huh.
With the bowl head.
Right.
And the longhorn horns.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's a Rocky Mountain logo that they're looking for.
Hmm. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Longhorn horns. Yeah, buddy. Very good. Was there anything else I could do for you?
Nope, that was it. I really enjoy being able to listen to your show now you're on earlier.
Yeah, awesome. But it's wonderful to talk to you.
And thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Have a lovely evening.
You too, Sue. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was nice. Sue is she's an Alaska and a Montana resident. And we wish she was up here more than she is. So, awesome to talk to her. Back to what I was talking about, peace. And the song by John Lennon, Imagine. Imagine all the people living life in peace. I've been kind of kicking it around lately for odd reasons, and that's what I want on my headstone when I leave this place. Those very words. I believe we have another caller.
Yes,
hello.
We do. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. This is Linda. I'm calling from Virginia, and we kind of know each other-ish.
Okay.
The ish.
Is there a K Bibble involved in there?
You know there is.
There, I thought so. Is there? Do you have a black Labrador?
You know, I do.
She's
part black lab.
Okay, very good. Alrighty. I'm getting the colors. I know you didn't call about the dog, but I gotta pursue this for a sec.
Actually, the dog is great. Yeah, but hearing about the dog is great.
Okay, I'm getting the colors of red and orange. Is the dog right in like 7, 8 years old?
No, she's more like 11.
Okay, the dog thinks she's 7 or 8.
Right.
So the body and the mind aren't quite talking.
Right, that makes sense.
Do you do healing hands-on energy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, work on the dog's hips.
Okay.
Yeah, work on the roots and the sacral chakras.
Okay.
Okay, now I got to ask you something totally off the wall. Do you like bergamot tea?
Do I like what?
Bergamot tea, like English breakfast tea or Earl Grey tea?
I do.
I just got hit with a big whiff of it.
I just bought a new thing of Irish breakfast tea.
There you go. I'm following you to the grocery store.
Well, good. Maybe you can figure out what's for dinner then.
Domino's.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Was there something specific I could answer for you, Linda?
I wanted to know if you picked up anything on my health.
Your health?
Yep.
I got left. Is your left shin bothering you?
Not yet.
Okay. Are you having spasms in the arch of your foot?
No, not yet.
Okay. I just got, because I've got a tingle in my from my left knee down into my foot.
Okay.
Are you feeling off balance?
Yes.
Okay.
But not kind of dizzy off balance, but just
generally.
Yeah, kind of shaky off balance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's whatever's happening is happening in your muscles between your knee and your ankle. Do you have a massage practitioner, or do you do any kind of reflexology?
I can do reflexology. I haven't been doing it lately.
I would pay attention to that area of your body.
Okay.
You work on your feet, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pay close attention from your knees down to your ankles.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different, and I keep getting like a wave of tingle. Okay. Is your right shoulder bothering you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's connected to that. It's all starting right at your knee. Did you just get a different pair of shoes, or are you walking, or are you doing something different that you haven't been doing?
I'm walking more on the treadmill.
Okay. Please take better care of your knees.
Okay.
I feel like the right shoulder is a reflection of the left knee.
Hmm.
Are you wearing good shoes when you're walking?
I am.
Okay. Did you just get different shoes, or is there something?
I did get different shoes, but they didn't really feel very good, so I went back to my older shoes.
Good. That's exactly what you needed to do. Yeah, there's something in the muscular system.
Hmm.
And it's on the left leg, but it's reflecting up in the shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is, are you having headaches also?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, this is, maybe go to the doctor and get this checked out.
I just went to the doctor. I don't want to go back.
Okay. Then go to the dentist and have him look at your knee.
Okay, that sounds good. That would probably do more good.
Go to somebody. Yeah, I feel like you pulled something or you stretched or you strained something in your knee, and I'm going to blame it on those shoes.
Okay, and do you see anything going on with my neck?
With your neck?
Yes.
It's connected to this. It's I feel it's right, like right in my scapula.
Okay.
But it's all my scapula, the muscle, like on the back cap of my shoulder.
Right.
It's all connected to that, and it all goes back to the knee.
Okay.
You hurt your knee more than you know.
I will work on this and try to figure this out, what I've done to my knee.
Yeah, love your knee. Right. Poor little knee. Can you take those shoes back? Or can you gift someone else with them?
Yeah, I could probably do that. Or I could give them to charity.
There you go. I would do that. Don't, because they're, I don't know what's the matter with them, but they knocked you off balance, and they really hurt your knee, which you're now feeling in your shoulder and your neck and your head.
Okay.
That's never pleasant.
No.
Let me ask you this. Do you have three children?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have three dogs?
Yes, because we had three dogs. One was a puppy, and she was a beagle, and we wound up giving her to my mom because my mom had two dogs, and one of her dogs passed, so she had a beagle left, so we gave her the beagle that we had that was just a puppy. So technically, yes, we have three dogs, but we only have two dogs in the house.
Okay.
Long story short.
Just wanted to confirm that. Do you visit the other beagle very often?
Every week.
Good. It misses you and it still considers itself part of your family. Is its favorite snack liver?
Well, at the moment, yes.
Okay. It misses you.
Okay.
Well, other
well,
than
now
that,
I
you're
feel bad.
Baseball. That spirit hitting you in the head, that's where the headache really is coming from.
I should have known.
I'm kidding.
I know.
When seeing a bank also, are there financial issues around you?
Actually, there have been a few.
Okay. Alrighty. Here's what I'm seeing. It's an old, have you ever been to like Tombstone, Arizona, or a real dusty old town?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember when they used to rob the bank?
Right.
Okay. I'm seeing one of those banks. I feel like when they would do that, that wasn't really the best option. And when they got in there, there really wasn't that much money in there. So rethink the financial situation. Come at it from a different angle. And it's not as bad as you think it is. Or it's not as it's not going in the direction you think it is. Okay. You just need to look at your finances from a different angle.
Okay.
I feel like you're actually doing okay.
Well, that's good to know. I
feel better. One more. Okay, do you draw with lead pencils?
Do I draw with a lead pencil?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, that's very healing for you. That's your meditative state. Did you know that?
I know that I don't take nearly enough time to do it.
Okay, when you're drawing, you're connecting with Source. So spend your time wisely.
Well, thank you for confirming something for me.
All right. Was there anything else I could do for you?
No, I just wanted to call and basically say hi and love your show.
Well, hi. It's great to talk to you in person.
I know, and I'm so glad that you're on in prime time.
Thanks. It's kind of nice to be awake while I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful day.
Well, you too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's neat. I really like this new time slot a lot better so far. Well, okay, back to talking about peace. I want more than anything in this lifetime to be able to live a peaceful existence and to leave a peaceful world for my children and my grandchildren and to see people love and appreciate each other for their differences. I don't want to see people shamed into compliance or conformity, and I want to see all the colors of the spectrum and hear every note on the universal scale. I want to help others achieve, believe, and truly understand the message of peace. With that, we have another caller. Hi.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm picking up a bicycle.
You are?
First thing, are you on a journey?
No.
Okay. Are you on an emotional journey?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm seeing, it's kind of an older bicycle, probably from the 30s or the 40s. Are you very rooted in your belief system, or are you very, are you contemplating what you were taught when you were a child?
Maybe.
Okay. I know that you're not, you don't strike me as being born in the 30s or the 40s, but I want to say that your father was. Is that right? Probably the 30s?
Sounds right.
Is he in his late 70s?
He's passed.
He's passed? Okay. Would he have been in his late 70s?
Actually, he was in his 80s when he passed.
In his 80s. Okay. Alrighty. Are you contemplating what he taught you?
Am I contemplating what?
What he taught you or the values that he gave you? Are you wrestling a little bit?
No. I apologize okay. for my phone connection. It's not very good.
That's okay. We're using Skype. It's never very good. It's not
yeah,
you.
Maybe I should have tried that.
Older...
No, actually, he and I weren't very close.
Okay.
So his beliefs and my beliefs were different.
Okay, that's exactly what I was talking about. Are you contemplating his influence on you, or are you contemplating how he's affected your life now?
Not really.
Okay. Tuck that away in your pocket and hang on to it. Also, keep an eye out for old, rusty bicycles.
Okay.
When you see one just leaning up somewhere, you know that the energy of your father is connecting with your energy.
Okay.
I got to ask you, too, are you about to get engaged?
No.
Okay. Are you changing a relationship?
No.
Are you rekindling one?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing engagement.
Really?
So are you engaged in something else?
Well, I'm thinking about changing something.
Okay, so you're engaging in it. Is this a this is like a life decision or a work decision rolled up in one? Is that right?
That would be correct.
Okay, you're engaged to it.
Yeah, I would say that's probably correct.
Okay, when we become engaged to something, we're on our very best behavior. And we put our best foot forward. So I feel like that's what you're doing right now. You're making a very good impression on whatever it is that you're courting or moving towards. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Okay. Know that you're probably going to change your, like, okay, you're a guy, but I can say this. when we get married, it seems like the guy just totally relaxes. I don't do dishes anymore. I'm not going to help with this. I'm not going to do that. I just kind of walk through here on my way to work. So keep an eye on or keep a diary of what you promised and specifically to yourself and make sure that you keep up with those duties or those tasks. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like you're going in a whole new direction, like it's a new marriage, new house, new whole thing. So this is a major life change.
Yeah, it is actually. Do you want me to say any more about that, or are you still?
Let me see if I'm getting anything else around.
Okay.
I'm also getting a lot of electricity around you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, a lot of electricity around you, and I don't mean that you're lit up with it. I just mean that you're concerned about it or you're working with it. Does that make sense?
Could be.
Okay. All right. Are you an energy worker?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you a healer? Are you a healer?
No. Not that I know of.
Okay. I just get a lot of energy and electricity around you. Are you a very anxious person, or do you have a lot of energy?
It could be the second one.
Okay. Use it to your advantage. There's an interesting phenomenon going on right now. People that don't sleep much aren't sleeping much at all. They're busy, they're working, they're going, they're moving. This is, for lack of a better way to put it, the prime of your life, but it doesn't have to end. Okay? Do you work with computers?
Yes, I do, actually. I've been doing that my entire life.
Okay. Do you fix them or do you break them?
It depends on who you talk to. I'm sure some would say I fix them, some say I break them.
Okay, it's this is part of that energy that you carry within you, and I really want to validate for you that you're a very forward-moving, forward-thinking healer. You actually, what I'm seeing is like a finger with like a static or a lightning bolt going right to the screen of a computer.
Really?
Yeah. It's like,
That's interesting.
If you could do that with people, you could really help people.
Are you
afraid of people?
I've thought about that. I've thought about that and trying to figure out where I am in my life's path. And I've sometimes I get the impression that I'm a healer, although I don't do that.
Well, you are a healer. It's like a duck is born a duck, whether it thinks it's a duck or not.
Okay.
And it's been appearing as a zebra for a long time.
Okay.
It's still a duck. The nice thing about this, when we have these realizations, is we weren't ready to come out yet. And I get the feeling that there's some trepidation with people from you. It's like, I'm not afraid of them, I just don't really... I'm okay over here by myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I could...
You don't interact with...
I could see that.
Yeah, don't interact with you unless I have to, kind of a thing?
Because of the work that I do, I tend to not interact other than as part of my work environment.
Gotcha. When you're comfortable with it, let the universe or source or God or however you address the Creator know that you're welcome or you're welcoming the opportunity to start connecting with like-minded people. Okay?
Okay.
You're not going to have to do anything different. The universe is just going to set it up. So you're going to run into people who are similar to yourself, who are also needing to be healed or needing to connect.
That's very interesting.
And it'll work at your own pace. That's how this works. When we really start listening to spirit and we really start listening to our own inner gifts and our own life's purpose.
Okay.
Electronics got you where you needed to be because they gave you the insight and the understanding that you are very good at what you do.
That's very interesting.
Sometimes do you connect things or fix things in your mind and you don't really understand how you arrived at the answer, you just had the right answer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes that's more the norm than anything else.
Okay, that's intuition. And that's following that inner urging or that inner knowing, that part of us that is connected to Source. So when you start working with people or start attracting the people that you're going to assist in healing, that knowing is really, really going to bloom like a flower. And I'm seeing a sunflower around you. Is your mother crossed?
I'm sorry, what?
Did your mother cross? Is your mother on the other side? Is she crossed?
Oh, yes, she's crossed.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. My symbolism for that is a sunflower, and I'm seeing a huge sunflower behind you.
Really?
Okay. Was she a healer?
Not that I'm aware of.
Was she very spiritual?
You know, it's hard to say. We never really talked about that.
Okay. Probably because when she did, I know this. My father was this way. He didn't speak a lot about what he did either. People would chastise you.
Yeah,
when I see a sunflower, that's a symbol for mother, and it's also a symbol of spiritualism, which is all boiled down to being a healer. And because I see it behind you, that lets me feel that healing energy coming through you comes from her.
Hmm.
You get it from her side. You may look like your father, but you get your healing ability from your mother.
That's an interesting comment that you make, because my... Dad and I look very much alike.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a mirror looking in a mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. In fact, when he passed, the minister that we had do the service came to the house, and I walked up the stairs, and he was like, wait a minute.
Gasp.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong? You shouldn't be here. I'm like, okay.
Can you imagine?
Okay.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Oh, my God, and I mean that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, awesome. I also sense a connection to, and I'm going back to bicycle, but I'm going back to an old, I think they were Harley Davidsons, I'm not sure, motorcycles called an Indian. Are you a motorcycle connoisseur person?
No.
Okay. Get a lot of things with wheels, and I get a lot of classic with you. So do you appreciate old knowledge? Do you appreciate older things?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right.
I'm not necessarily drawn to new stuff.
Okay. Well, the old stuff, generally, I'm not a mechanic, and I don't play one on TV, but I know when something breaks and it's like pre-1980, it's easier to fix because you can actually follow the trail.
Yeah.
Okay. This relation, here's what I'm feeling, and I really want to share this with you. This relationship with your father that is so broken is beginning to present itself to being fixed. Okay?
Okay.
Like an old bicycle that you would find or an old motorcycle that you would find. Please know that all you have to do, if you choose to, is follow your intuition, and it will take you in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay? Your father is just energy right now. He's just energy.
Okay.
Okay. There's nothing he can do that's harmful or hurtful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I understand that. I mean, yeah, I know that he's in a better place. And
he's trying to get in a better place in his understanding. And in order to do that, he's gonna need you to assist him.
Okay,
and that comes from when we question our own beliefs, when we question, why do I do this? Well, because we've always done this in our family. And it's like, no, but why do I do this? Why do I continue to do this? You're going to help him heal that same habitual behavior.
Okay,
and I have somebody coming through with the name Rose.
Rose?
Do you have a Rose?
Not that I...
Okay. I'm going to call her a guide for you.
Okay.
She's coming through. She is a, how do you say it? She's a very well-rounded woman. She's got this goddess type energy to her.
Okay.
She has her hair dyed dark. She's got a flower behind her ear, and I feel like she's from Kentucky or a place like that. Was from. Had a very forward-moving, positive, fun energy.
Okay.
She's walking beside you now, and she's assisting you. And what they, how they do this is they'll put thoughts in our mind, or they'll put books in front of us, kind of as a nudge, kind of as a tour guide. Think of her as your tour guide.
Okay.
Right now, and she's just got this big, boisterous laugh and this wonderful energy, and she keeps kicking up her heels. And here's... I'm seeing this goddess-type body, which is like a plus-size woman.
Uh-huh.
Little tiny feet.
that's interesting.
With high heels.
That is
okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's full of life and she's full of laughter.
Huh.
Are you not eating right?
Am I not eating right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm eating right.
Okay.
Although
Rose loves to eat.
I do have digestive issues.
Okay. You're not eating right. Okay. Rose got round by following her passion for food. Don't deny yourself the things that you crave or the things that you love.
Okay.
Okay, that doesn't mean eat the whole gallon of ice cream. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure my doctor would agree with you.
Yeah. If you're feeling like having something odd, like oatmeal for dinner, then have oatmeal for dinner.
Okay.
If you feel like making scalloped potatoes for breakfast, follow that.
Okay.
Okay, your body needs the chemical composition of whatever it is that it's craving. Okay. When you're just kind of sitting around killing time working on computers and your brain wanders, just give a shout out or think to Rose and she will connect with you.
Okay,
she's just a wonderful, vibrant energy.
That's great. That's good to know.
Okay, yeah.
That's good.
Anything else you wanted to touch on there?
Yeah, I'm really interested in this this new engagement thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am considering switching jobs and geographic locations.
Okay. You have already made some moves in that direction, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's accepted. It's accepted you. It's accepted your intention.
Okay.
Okay. So it's kind of up to you. Do I get nervous and run away right before the big move, or do I go ahead and follow through?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm seeing this is odd, a circus wagon for a moving van. So is the moving process what's really causing the trepidation?
Not so much. Not so much.
Okay.
That's not true, actually. There could be an issue with that. I have a home that needs to be sold, so.
Okay. Kick it around. Now, circus and clown and things like that, to me, are a connotation of alcoholism. So be very careful who you work with to get this done.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sure, it would be fun to have a circus wagon move the house, but
yeah.
Are clowns really going to pack my stuff?
Probably not so good.
No. Do you have or do you seem to connect with people that have addiction issues?
They have what?
Have addiction issues?
Indirectly I do, yeah.
Okay, this is going to be the healing direction you're going to go in.
Really?
Yes, because you're healing that part of your own psyche.
Huh.
Was this an issue with Dad?
No.
Okay. I feel like there is a... Somewhere in the family, there is an addiction issue.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, it's
okay.
On my wife's
okay.
side of the family.
Okay. That's what's drawing this in, and what's going to happen as a healer when you start helping those people heal that issue within their own psyche, you heal it in yours.
Hmm.
And then the circus wagon doesn't show up to help you move anymore.
Excellent.
The moving van shows up. So always know that as a healer, when we're assisting someone in the healing process, we are also healing a fractal of ourselves.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll know that you'll know you're done because that type of person quits being drawn to you.
Huh.
But then there's another one.
Wouldn't be any fun otherwise.
It's always something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Is there a connection to you in Florida and alligators?
Definitely Florida, yeah. That's where
okay.
I'm thinking about moving.
Oh, okay. Have you heard the expression, I'm knee-deep in alligators?
Yeah.
Okay. Take it to heart.
Okay. Okay.
I hear the snapping.
Wow. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Florida is a very positive thing.
Really?
The alligators are going to keep you on your toes.
Huh.
Here's the thing with life. When we start to get bored and complacent and everything's predictable... We start to lose our passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I've
the alligators.
Found that in my life that if I'm not pushed, I tend to get sleepy.
Yeah, you get complacent.
Yeah.
Yep. I keep seeing my mother's old Bible. Do you have a religious connection? Like a Baptist connection?
A what connection?
A Baptist connection?
No, I don't.
Okay. Her Bible. She had a New Testament Bible. It was simulated fine Corinthian leather or something.
Okay.
And it had a zipper on it and a cross that used to catch on everything, and she'd cuss her way into the church, right?
Okay.
So her.
Wow.
When I see that and I think of her, it's kind of like the contradiction in the principle.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a, I guess in her mind it's like, oh, God didn't really see me do that. I wasn't in the house yet. It's okay. Except I ripped my dress. Okay.
Wow.
So it was kind of a comical thing. You know, and as a kid, you'd look at her and go, wow.
That's amazing.
If I did that, I'd be in trouble. So, yeah. Are you going back and questioning what you were first taught or what you first understood or your first concept of God or Creator?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Do that. It's okay.
I've changed my beliefs substantially over the past few years.
Okay, and it's okay to question and get upset if your simulated Fine Corinthian New Testament
yeah.
rips your dress and you get mad. It's okay. That's a normal reaction.
Yeah, it's okay. It's been one of those things where, you know, I never understood the church. I didn't get that. It didn't make mm-hmm. sense to me.
There is a wonderful book called Beyond Belief. Think of it; it's right out of my reach. It's like an updated version of the Gnostic Gospels, the Book of Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
Get your hands on it; it's a wonderful book. The author is Elaine Pagels, P-A-G-E-L-S.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal book, and I think it will open up a lot of understanding for you.
Okay. It's called Beyond Belief.
Yeah, Beyond Belief, The Secret Gospel of Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great book. I think you'll enjoy it.
Good, good. Well, I'm always interested in reading good books.
That's one you'll like, and I think it will start you on a whole new a whole new path.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Good.
Florida feels very positive to me. It feels very good to me.
Excellent. Excellent.
So
that's good news.
I want to say pursue it with reckless abandon, but I'm joking. do it. It's a good move. How's that?
Excellent. Excellent. That
okay.
is good news.
Good.
All right. Well, you've been very, very helpful. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
I next time I'll try and call on a phone that I can actually hear you on.
Okay. Now, you can always go back in the archives and listen to the show again.
Okay, great. I'll try that.
All right, then.
All right, thank you.
Have
a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye. If you're not aware of the Gnostic Gospels and you've questioned things, I've found a lot of answers in that. And this, the book Beyond Belief, I'm reading it for the third or fourth time now. I can't read a book just once. I have to keep going through it. It's caused me to think, it's caused me to question, go a little further down the rabbit hole, and I really enjoyed reading it. So, we have 2 minutes left, so if you're trying to call in, hurry up. If not, I want to leave you with this thought on how do we help others achieve, believe, and truly understand the message of peace. I feel that it's only when we recognize that we are so very different in our perceptions that we will be able to come together as the one energy that we really are. I'm seeing this more and more every day and feeling the intensity of the confusion and of the dualism displayed in the fear on the planet. Is the economy to blame or the leaders to blame? Is blame really the answer? No, I don't believe that blame has a place at the table, and I believe that blame is a pointless waste of time and energy. I think acceptance has been uninvited for too long. So let's pull another collective chair for acceptance and its constant companion known as peace up to the collective table. Let's laugh. Let's share. Let's heal instead of tearing down and dismembering each other's spirits. With that, I'm going to go ahead and leave you. It has been a pleasure. I love this new time slot. I will be back in 2 weeks. So if you want to have those numbers ready and you want to call in early so you can be the first one, that would be great. I'd also like to leave you with a couple of thoughts from something my aunt sent me that I thought was just wonderful. It's called A Great Recipe. She says, don't take yourself so seriously. No one else does. I thought that was great. Life isn't fair, but it's still good. And she says, make peace with your past so it won't spoil the present. And with that, I leave you. Please have a wonderful evening. Stay safe. Stay warm. Stay secure. Good night.